That is right. It's another night and it's another lovely evening to do an Ono Showcase. I'm your host. My name is Owen. Along with me is my good friend Zach, my good friend Tom, and my good friend Ty. Joining with us for all these showcases, as she is apt to do, is Jessica Polly. Jessica, yay! Welcome.
Hi.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year indeed.
First showcase of the new year.
First showcase of the new year.
Shimpow. Oh, no showcase.
That's right. That's right. And tonight we were
That's how it goes, yeah.
We're pretty honored to have an award-winning musician, I would say, in studio.
Award-winning?
Award-winning.
Where's it at?
What award you got?
He's a baller.
Am I about to give him one? Oh, my God.
He's part of a band that won the Best of Orlando 2015's Best Jazz Act.
Damn.
2014's Best Experimental Act. And he's been nominated for the Best Rock and Best Jazz of Orlando 2014. So I dare say you're fairly award-winning. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Majid is in the studio.
It's Chuck Majid.
Chuck Majid. I gotta get it right. No, it's Chuck Majid, right?
No, Chuck Majid.
Pronounce it French, goddammit. Pronounce it French.
Either way.
I'm Greek, damn it.
Thank you very much for joining us, Chuck. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for having me. You were a member of, and amongst, you know, many other things, you were a member of a band called the Groove Orient.
Yes, that was the Groove Orient.
And we've been playing their music as warm up music for this show. But we're going to get to hear a little bit about your solo stuff and all that you do outside of that band. And you all right there, Jessica?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, cool. It sounds like you're doing something a little special and outside of the realm of the Groove Orient this Saturday. Is that right?
We're doing the 11th year anniversary of the Southern Fried Sunday.
Southern Fried
it's
Sunday.
In the name,
Sunday,
Owen.
Sunday.
I never. This is why I don't have a real radio job. Okay, I forget these things. I just get drunk and, you know, talking to microphones and have people come into my house. Anyway,
like
though,
fun.
Yeah, it's way better. Time, yeah. It's way better than actual radio.
FYI, you can't bring beer or alcohol into a real radio station.
Yeah, well,
it's
that's
frowned
what they say.
Upon. So, you got a good thing going
unless
on.
Unless it's in a Yeti, it's frowned upon.
Exactly. You know, they can't.
They can't tell if it's in a Yeti.
No one.
It's coffee, I swear.
Stays cold for
8 a.m. shows.
Iced coffee, I swear.
So no, let's hear a little bit about the Southern Fried Sundays. What is it? You said 10th anniversary?
11th.
11th?
11th.
Wow. Good God.
I came in to
and
talk
been,
to
and you
guys.
You started this show, right?
Yeah, I think one of the first things that I came in to talk to you guys about, not the first, but I think the second time I was on air with you guys was the 10th year last year when we had Reverend Horton Heat play.
Yeah.
And since we did such a big blowout for the beginning of January, and then we sort of bookended the year with Reverend Horton Heat closing it out with a big New Year's show,
I kind of
decided that I'd like to take the 11-year anniversary show for Southern Fried Sunday back to, like, the roots and have, you know, local friends, musicians that I love.
Make it a little more low-key and more intimate.
And really how it kind of started, which was musicians that I love and whose work whose music I wanted to get out to the public and feature. It's the same kind of thing. Everyone on this bill on Sunday, they're bands that I love, they're friends, they're people that I love and have great relationships with and want people to hear their music. And I want us all to be able to share a meal together and you know, have that, like, breaking bread experience.
That's really, so really
cool.
What Southern Fried Sunday was founded on, and I want to take it back there for this one. So,
since Southern Fried Sundays, if you don't know, is at Will's Pub. It's sort of an all-day affair, right?
It's like the evening time. It's usually, you know,
a half-day affair.
Like it starts a little earlier than most shows. Most shows at Will's start like 8, 9 o'clock doors. This is like 5:30 doors.
But you also get an awesome plate, a heaping plate of soul food with every show. So,
oh yeah.
We've got Dirt Reynolds Barbecue doing the...
Nice.
The food. Something happened in like the last few months and it hasn't really been out there quite so much. I used to cook for these shows.
Yeah, I know you did.
And it was something that I loved to do, but it's also a little unrealistic to think that I could put that much time into it for years and years and years and years and years. Although I did for years and years and years and years. So I found a fantastic chef who makes his own barbecue sauces and does great barbecue. And he has a really cool spin on things. And he's kind of helping me out with the food now. It's Dirt Reynolds Barbecue.
Does he look like Burt Reynolds?
Dirt Reynolds, right?
Dirt Reynolds.
Dirt Reynolds.
That's pretty crazy. It took you 11 years to stop cooking food for the show. Because after like the second one, I'd be like, fuck this. I'll take the cut.
No, I've had people
take the
help
loss.
Out with catering. It just it hasn't necessarily sustained. And I think with Dirt Reynolds, it's going to sustain. And
sustain.
Yeah, I think he's going to do it for a long time.
Well, how to get more sustain.
And he's got a cool catchphrase. It's put some Southern in your mouth.
I love it. I
love
it.
Dirty so,
Chuck, have you ever had Polly's cooking?
I have before, and I had some Thai chili sauce. It was really good.
Ooh,
wow. Yeah.
That's you or Mike. That's Michael.
Yeah,
right?
Michael.
Oh, that was Michael, yeah.
Michael Williams.
Okay, it was Michael, yes.
Meat candy pork.
Man.
I miss it. I want to.
Meat.
It was very good.
Now before we start, we have to definitely preface that Chuck is the first musical guest that we've had in for a showcase that has actually turned down a beer or an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah. Man, well,
damn.
Calling you out.
Yeah, now
calling you out.
Now the peer pressure really starts, guys. All right.
But no, it sounds like you're doing what? One of these 30-day sort
of...
It's
this thing called Whole 30 that I thought Jessica was doing, but she's shotgunning beers over there.
I'm actually drinking it.
I was going to do it, but I decided this was not the month. February is the month.
Yeah, that's the shortest month, so you got to do it.
I like the way you roll.
Only 28 days.
Yeah. It's just like no sugar for like 30 straight days.
It's no sugar. It's no processed foods. It's no grain. No flour. No bread, no grain whatsoever, no rice.
No beans.
No beans, no carbs whatsoever.
You need carbs. You got to eat them.
Yeah, carbs that gets you the energies, man.
Yeah,
need the carbs.
Carbs can be like packed full of some
weird
sugars.
Is that why you're so sluggish tonight, bro?
Man, I had a lot more energy when I drank beer.
What are you eating? Seriously, though, what are you eating right
left?
Now?
So what's left to eat?
I just got a text message saying that I left the... broccoli, you know, I just picked from my garden in the oven and I ruined it. So all that time was just a waste of time.
You grew it yourself and then burnt it?
That's the best.
That sucks.
I would have still ate it, bro. You got to eat it. You grew it.
Yeah, exactly. I just had a bunch of fruit, you know. I just had a bunch of chicken and, you know.
You can have natural sugars that are direct from fruits. You just
can't
have
a bunch of apples. You're
so
good.
It's meat.
Shit.
I really like to season my apples in the Tanqueray's bar for at least 2 hours before I eat them. So they're really charred on the outside and smoky.
It's also no dairy. You can have eggs.
No cheese.
It is a smoky.
But you can't have cheese. You can't have processed dairy. So
no
no cheese and no milk.
What if it's processed cheese?
Innovative.
What if you get it out of the cow? Make
the cheese is the deal breaker for Ty. Ty is a cheese man.
He is a cheese man.
Fuck, I want some cheese now. Sorry.
Dude, you have no idea how I feel. It's been 9 days.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Wait, today's
stay strong,
the 11th.
Bro. Stay strong.
Today's the 11th, Chuck.
Yeah, I started a little late. You know,
you gotta get through New Year's.
He's doing 28 days. It might as well be February.
So, you can eat meat. You can eat vegetables. You can eat nuts, and you can eat
food. You can eat that doesn't
fruit.
Have sugar.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's not added sugar.
As long as I could eat meat, I'd probably survive. I'd be eating a lot of beef jerky, I'm guessing, throughout your days.
You have to get certain kinds.
You can't have like the processed kind that have sugars added and things like that. You have to read a lot of labels.
None of that Jack Links. Yeah. No Slim Jims.
There are about 20, 30 people. I think I have. I know like a handful of them. Like, but I'm. Are you on that group?
I'm not in the group, but man, I've been doing this like once a year for the past like 2 years, and I just discovered they had an Instagram and like teaches you how to like cook all the really good looking food.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it, man. You're about to go on tour, and you're probably going to eat like shit on tour, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So it's like a preface to the tour.
You don't have to. I ate really well on tour.
And not right now, I mean, but... I'm assuming over time, like, it does make you actually feel better. Like, is there...
You definitely feel better, you know.
Yeah.
It's more cleansed out and stuff, but, you know, it's tough when you're playing music in all these bars every night, you know, of the week, and not having a beer. So, I mean, pretty used to the routine of, you know, setting up, getting a beer, going and playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, if you like what you heard, the band likes Jaeger.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, hey, if you like what you heard, the band likes water.
Said no one ever.
Yeah.
This band
and
sucks.
Apples. Anyone got an apple?
I love this band until right now. Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah. So this Sunday,
now they're a bunch of squares.
Yeah. This Sunday though, you're not actually playing with the Groove Orient. You're playing with a different trio.
Yeah, we're doing a little trio set. Jessica was like talking about how she didn't know what she was doing with the lineup and stuff like that. And I know some of the other guys already had a gig, but I'm like, I just want to play all the time as often as possible. And then I was like, yo, I'll do it. You know, just one of those situations, just how we formed the band. It was we want to do it. You know, sure, I'll do it.
So you just put a few friends together, local scene guys.
One of the Groove Orient's old drummers, really good friend of ours, Paul Terry. He is going to be playing drums. And then a very talented young bass player here in town named John Reed. He plays with this band Run Raquel. And they're doing some cool things right now
Very cool. Very cool. I don't want to spend the whole time on the Groove Orient, but I think they do have a name in this town. And I just kind of wanted to get your how did you get?
I don't know.
How did you get started with them? Like, how's that genesis in your life? Like,
well, there's a core four of us still in the band. We've gone through some, you know, people, you know, life happens, and you know, people got to do certain things. Can't always be in a rock and roll band. You know,
were you an original member? Sorry.
Yeah, so we all met at Rollins College studying music.
Woot, woot.
The core four right now. And then two of us, me and David Venegas, who plays bass and percussion, everyone kind of switches around on instruments.
That's talent.
We had radio shows at WPRK, and they were throwing this, you know, anniversary show, and we were like attending all the meetings because we had shows there, and we were like, hey, we want to play. You know, let us play when they're coming up with the lineups. They're like,
sure.
This band's going to cost this much $1 billion to have them, and we're like, hey, well, you can just have us play, you know, and we'll do it for like on the low, you know,
and we'll tell everybody about it, and we'll get a lot of people out, and they're right. Like, that makes sense.
Well, we didn't want to make too many promises we couldn't keep. but yeah, they said finally after 3 months, they're like, yeah, you guys can do it, and we're like, yeah, oh yeah, okay, then now we gotta put a band together. Crap, we don't have a band.
Right.
So we went over the music department, you know, and we're like thinking of who to get together, and we got this group of guys together. And, you know, we practiced for this show, and it was our first ever show. And then the next week, we got one of those, you know, free recording time at Full Sails for the class's final project.
Yeah, whatever.
They have to record people. So then I was like, hey, I got this recording time this next week. We go in and record a song. Next thing you know, we're practicing. And then 5 months later, we played like our first real bar show and landed a residency at Tanqueray's that next month.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was like a pretty quick.
I didn't know you had a residency there.
It's pretty quick process.
Every Tuesday.
For the past, like 3.5
Groove
years.
Orient Tuesdays. Shit.
And now it's every Tuesday we're in town. We'll most likely be playing there.
Now you say that's a pretty quick process, but that's only quick if you're good. You don't get into those spots unless you are a good musician.
You
got to
have some talent for that,
yeah.
Cool. Well, still working on it. All right. Yeah, no, cool. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I've heard you play, and I can definitely say there's some certain chops going on within this band. It's cool. If you haven't heard the Groove Orient, definitely go out and see that. But Chuck on his own is an absolute musical behemoth. I've been listening to his stuff all week, and I got to say, man, just all the dick sucking here. But yeah, really, really love what you're doing. It's pretty rad, man. one thing that
Chuck,
is that what you sound like when you suck dick?
Yeah, dude,
I don't sound anything like that.
You know,
when
I've done some
dick.
Voiceover work, some movies. You know,
oh, I'm sorry, I had to do it.
Come on now,
it's all jokes.
I just practice, what to say when there's a haggler, and you got to make. You know.
See, I like
Chuck. In all seriousness, though, like Groove Orient is a badass band.
They really are.
You guys are separately and together. Everyone in the project, which, you know, it's Harry Ong
on the bass and the vocals.
It's Tommy Sugar.
Sugar, baby.
I love him.
He plays keyboards in the band primarily, and he's mean guitar player.
Yeah, so he can switch off.
Some new stuff we just put
David
out.
David Venegas.
He's like shredding guitar, man. Yes, David Venegas. He has a show on WPRK.
Yep, and you.
That's the core four that are still there from the beginning. Then we have this kid, Aaron Bucky Buckingham from the winter strawberry capital of the world, Plant City.
Oh yeah,
Papa owns a strawberry farm.
Love it.
I've seen you guys twice, man, and I dig your shit. You guys kill it, man. I think I've seen Tangerays and Wills, but yeah, both times a blast. Yes, man.
But you separately, you guys are all incredible players, and besides that, incredible people. Like, everybody has such a fantastic attitude. Everyone is just a great person that people like to work with. So bring all of that together, and you just have a fantastic energy as a band. And it's not surprising to me that with the talent and the attitudes And of all the players, you guys are doing some big things.
Cool, thanks.
What? And
I love working with you guys.
I remember finding out who booked music at Smiling Bison back in the day because we had to play there, and it was Jessica Pauly.
That's
and
how we first met.
Who's this Jessica Pauly person? I got to know who books the gigs. And then, you know, ever since
gigs,
interaction, you know, a lot has grown in the past couple of years with us.
We've done a lot together, Chuck.
That wasn't all that long
you.
Ago, though, right?
It wasn't really that long ago when we were
that
doing
was like
that.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and now she's got it. You know, she helped us get these Will's Pub gigs before. I didn't have the best who to reach out to there and stuff. And our past two, Jessica hooked us up with, and they've sold out the last past two.
That's
so that's been fun. And now she got us this opportunity. We're hosting a funk jam once a month on a Monday night. Second Monday most of the time. But
hard night to get people
next
out.
Next month is the third
It'll
Monday.
It'll be like a second and third. Like, we'll switch back and forth, but usually the second if it's an option.
Did so that just happen on Monday?
It just happened this past Monday. Because we used to do it at Back Booth last spring.
Yeah.
And it was like every Monday, and it was like downtown. It was like, oh, I'll just go next Monday, you know? So now it's like once a month, people can look forward to it.
Sense of urgency.
And this this past Monday, we had like Roosevelt Collier, Anthony Cole, and Matt Lapham like showcase a set at the end of the night, and it was
nice.
And then everybody
ridiculous.
Started jumping up and joining in.
Yes.
And at the end of the night, like, it started out as a jam, then they did a showcase set, and then like more and more people started getting
in
on stage
on the showcase set.
And it was
not free for all.
So
there's
sick.
Definitely an organization where you gotta hold your own to get up there.
Yeah, it was so sick.
There's some rules,
and I'm not afraid to mention this.
Not
like,
many, but some.
We started a killer night in town together. It was like I was working at St. Matthew's Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
As I did until like June of 2016. And like I started doing some Wednesday night bookings. And right off the bat, like I want to say like the second or third week that I was there and I was bartending and booking the night, Chuck came in and he's like, hey, would you maybe want to do a jam? Because I've been looking for a place to do like a Wednesday night jam. And I'm like, I think this would be a cool space to do a jam.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's no cover. It's really like laid back here. It's very
super
freeform.
Chill gig.
You know, St. Matt's is kind of that place where anything could happen. And we have seen some insane musical
that
things
bar,
happen.
That bar definitely puts off that vibe.
It. Yeah.
That bar, anything have you happen. Been there, Owen?
St. Matthew's?
Yeah.
I've been there once, but I was annihilated, and I don't think...
How would you put St. Matthew's, when looking at it? It's kind of a little sketchy, right? It's like a little sketchy bar.
Yeah, it's like
you
a know, dive. I mean,
I was leaving to go to the gig last night. I saw my aunt and uncle walking the dog or whatever. They're seeing who's in this van in the trailer in our driveway. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? They're like, where are you going to play? I'm like, oh, this place right down Mills, and described what it was and how they change and paint and like put lights and different things on the roof like every
it's
month.
Rad.
My little cousin, she goes, oh, you're Robert. Looks at that place and freaks out about that place. Like, what the hell is going on in there? He's this little
which
kid
I kind of get, but that's what it
you know,
is, and that's what's awesome
is like,
about
what's
it.
What's going on? And there's a bunch of different stuff going on in there. And the jam, I can't believe we've been lucky enough to. It's coming up on 2 years to.
That's right.
Like I was talking to you guys about how long you've been doing this and how you get in the routine. The time just flies.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
With the jam, it's
so
almost
it'll be
2 years
in March. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But we've seen some really, really crazy stuff happen there. Like one night, I remember there was like 10 different horn players.
Wow.
Like,
that's
like,
cool.
And one of them was some guy from some older guy from Chicago.
Not
like,
nine,
a
but
trumpet
10.
Player. Oh. Like just some like seasoned like blues
probably studio musician.
Jazz. Yeah, and he was in town for a conference, and he brought a little like pocket trumpet with him. And he's like, I wanted to like break away. I guess he saw it in like the weekly or like on a listing somewhere or something. And so he comes in, and at the end of the night, he comes up and he'd just been like drinking soda water or like ginger ale all night. And he wanted to pay me for his ginger ale.
It's from
and
Canada.
I'm like, no, man, it's cool. Thanks for coming out. And he's like, let me tell
Too
you,
nice.
I am so impressed with the talent here. And I'm like, welcome to Orlando, buddy. Like,
yeah,
that's rad.
But we had for weeks in a row, like this entire band of Irish guys.
Oh, yeah. They were here from Ireland doing the Irish. They like at Disney Springs. They have to be from Ireland
at
to
Raglan
make it authentic
Road.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So these guys lived in Plant City or like Auburndale or Lakeland or something and just worked there every day except for Wednesdays. So they would take Ubers from like Lakeland to the jam. get but completely they were not... tanked house.
Oh my god,
just like
so
Irish tanked.
Yeah, dude, yes. And it's yes. intense. Yeah, it's
like drinking Jameson. Doubles all night long. No, actually, they drank Jack and Captain,
and they could
double Jacks, so they're double captains, like 10 of them.
Shout out to Brian. Shout out to Brian. We're gonna have to you know, send him this and tell him we were talking about him, because they were gonna take the jam idea back to Ireland. Wow. They were so
no
in,
shit.
They
were
yeah,
rad.
They
something they don't probably have.
Said,
yeah,
no,
they don't really do that.
Their contract said they weren't allowed to play as their band anywhere in the area. So and the only night they had off was Wednesdays. So they would just all come as a band and sit in with the jam.
That's cool.
There'd be like an
that's
Irish rad. Fiddle player, like just tearing.
Yeah,
it
and
up
if there's other
everybody.
People there, it's not their band. So yeah, fuck
exactly.
It. That's great.
And just the most organically crazy things happen at that, and we had some just really killer times with that.
Let me ask you a couple
fair
things.
Play.
Let me ask you a couple things
fair
here.
Fair play, man.
Yeah, they got
not like, dude, sounded awesome. He's like, fair play.
Fair play.
Fair play.
Fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What'd you just say?
Fair play.
You've obviously, yeah, we talked about the Groove Orient, but how surprising is it as sort of a, because you're sort of, you cross all these boundaries. You do have experimental qualities. You do have jazz qualities. But to me, you're still a rock and roll band.
Oh, thank you.
You're still a rock and roll band.
Dude, we just want to rock, man.
And, and I was going to ask you that very question. Like, how do you see it? Like, how do you note yourself?
We describe ourselves. We want to be a rock and roll band. I mean, we do cross over a bunch of different genres because every single person in this band writes. And different people bring in different songs. And it's not like there's one songwriter. It's one person's band. We got a bunch of different people with unique musical minds, you know, like everybody does something different. One guy's super into Zappa and all the just wants to cover, you know, some
song about shit that Zappa wrote.
You know, Stranglehold by, you know, Ted Nugent, you know,
right.
You know, and then you got other guys that everybody's just super different and unique in their own musical way. So when you put everything together and you put your two cents into different things, it's very interesting. So right now we've got a melting pot of different styles of songs. Right. Now we're starting to finally start to write some songs together and do some, you know, co-writing and stuff. And
now you're getting to feel it all like, kind of meld. Yeah. And
now people like aren't just bringing songs to the table, but now people are trying to actually dive in and write stuff with each other. So I think it's going to, once we all start writing at the same time, some unique things will probably begin to happen.
I know it's the lamest question to ask a musician, but like, what are the influences that, what are the things that Chuck holds that are yours in that scenario?
Always big influence for me that I just actually got to think about was like why I started playing guitar was I like got out of my dad's like truck going to soccer practice or something. And I was like, what was that on the, what CD was that? He's like, Jimi Hendrix. And I was like, oh shit, Jimi Hendrix.
Hell
like next
yeah.
month started playing guitar. And then, you know, first.
You're left-handed?
No, right-handed.
Oh yeah.
First talent show, played the Jimi Hendrix Star Spangled Banner. Wow. Audition into college to play guitar. I played Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. Got accepted to college. And then local musician Brian Jodorowsky just threw this throws this Jimi Hendrix tribute show every year, and he just asked me to do that. I think Jessica and Kaylee told him, you know, I might be into
you
that.
Better have Chuck on that bill.
And then
you
I
better
and then it kind of made me really sit back and be like, oh shit, Jimi Hendrix was actually a huge influence on why I play guitar and why I went to school, you know, and
even
now
probably the style of how you play, like
I think so, just to like sometimes not even, you know, really not I just like to bend the shit out of the strings, and like when I got to do that tribute, I was shaking the guitar with the whammy bar, and I was like having so much fun. Just like
Jimmy was so good though, that he could be hitting like all the wrong notes and still
make
them
it work.
All
it,
sound
just
right.
Total
yeah.
badass. Yeah. So that's very inspiring. He's the man.
Truth.
So, no, that is really fucking badass.
So that's one of my personal ones. You know, you can. Everybody in the band, you know.
What?
I don't know.
What then in your bio
Cosby.
In the Groove Lots Orient in the Groove Orient bio, it states you guys as considering yourselves Florida rock.
Nice. Yeah.
How do you feel about that term, and what is that?
He looked
what is
at
that
you like he didn't
actually,
know
we,
they
yeah,
ever wrote
that was
that.
Even in there.
Well, this is really, you know, we've been in like a 7-month process of writing a new bio. You know, so Florida rock it is.
Who's writing it for you?
Harry is currently writing it, but he doesn't reveal his best work until it's done.
So. And he's been writing for
just
7 months.
Just send what you have over.
Just send what we got over. Yeah, cool.
I'll do it.
That'll be great.
I don't mind the term Florida rock, but I don't know that it represents you 100%.
I don't know if it does either. You know, that's definitely an interesting thing, is trying to figure out, like, what are we and who are we and how do we classify our band and why do we classify our band?
All kidding aside, we have the same problem with our show.
Yeah, the same with our podcast.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, and a lot of, you know, this whole life, you know, thing going on, we got is like a lot of soul searching throughout the times we're like living, and you're always going to be playing different music and maturing and like learning new skills and crafts, and it's like you never really know what to classify yourself as or like what you are when there's so much inspiration out there you can take from, you know.
Absolutely. Totally. I was convinced I was looking up two different people, by the way, all week in researching for this guest. I had these two
apostrophe I
Chuck Majid.
I was looking up these two guys, and I was finding some of the stuff, you know, related to the Groove Orient. Then I found this page of this musician in Orlando that he had really short hair, and he didn't look anything like
my
the
girlfriend
guy.
Misses that hair.
Is this the case?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Really, she likes the more clean cut version.
Likes the clean cut. Well, that's when she met me, you know, at the Rollins College.
Okay.
I always had a little bit long hair, but
not since Rollins College.
Guys, I just cut 11 inches off.
Wow.
So it was 23 inches long. Now it's still down to my shoulder. So when I say I just cut it all off, people are like, "Nah."
I didn't realize that you cut that much off.
That's a lot 11 hair, inches. Dude. Yeah, it was crazy.
What year? When did you decide just to like say fuck it then and be like? Because you out on the porch, you even said like I was sort of the preppier kid, or is that?
Well, you know,
that?
I went to some. I think I went to, you know, that was what I was like thrown into and around. Like Winter Park's got a reputation for being like certain kind of school.
Winter Park's,
you know,
a little preppy.
A little preppy.
Yeah.
And I played lacrosse in high school. You know, and I played.
Tough.
I went to Rollins. You know, to play lacrosse. I was looking for a school.
I played lacrosse for Edgewater in high school. And I feel
did
like
you know my cousin?
Who?
Nick Straits.
No, I graduated 07.
Shout out, Nick.
What's up, Nick? But we probably played you and got our asses whooped.
Yeah,
because you like Winter Park was the powerhouse at lacrosse. Edgewater,
they used to be garbage.
That was
the last year we went to Final Four, so it was fun. I was like real into it, you know, always about the hustle and the work, and if you put the work in, good things will come out of
it.
Got to be a captain for that senior year at Winter Park, but then I had to go to a school.
You were the captain?
On senior year, yeah.
That's saying something at a school like that, though. That means you're pretty damn good.
Did you wear the leather jacket?
No. We had some windbreakers. We had old orange jumpsuits.
What position
we looked like
you play?
A jail, a right bus up. Of jail bait.
At that age. Lacrosse players are sketchy, man.
It is interesting, though.
Oh, I was a face-off guy.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Okay, so you were...
I was like in the middle starting off the play, so it's like one-on-one battle to get the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. It was like, that was my thing. So I had to go, but looking at schools, I was going to play lacrosse. That was like a big thing, you know, that I wanted to do.
In college?
Yeah. I wanted to play division something, not club lacrosse, and then... I wanted to go for guitar. My mom pretty much told me I was not allowed to go to school unless it was for guitar. Because
really? Yeah, that's like, cool. I wasn't expecting that.
Because my grades sucked and everything else. she's like, you have to play guitar or else you're not going to graduate.
Yeah.
So thank you, Mom, for making me study guitar.
So that was that kind of the transition then from being sort of in the athletic community to the musician community? Or were you always into sort of a bit of both?
Well, you know, I was always through both going into... In college, I played lacrosse for like 3 years. I took a semester off 1 year to go just snowboard in Colorado for a season. Just got like 45 days on the mountain.
Doesn't sound like something a musician would do.
We've never talked about that before.
I just made some beats. You know, you can check out
like
this 200. Other side project, Electronic.
Are you serious?
They've got some sick beats that we made back then.
I'm going to look that up.
Pulled up your Fruity Loops.
Spent my 21st birthday throwing down an Electronic set and like... Beaver Creek Vale or whatever.
Yeah, I love it.
Smash my finger
in the
refrigerator getting a keg at the store sucked.
No, where'd you live out there, Chuck?
I just live with like six dudes in an apartment in Vale, 7th floor.
Okay. I lived with four dudes in an apartment.
I was living on a trifold mat in the corner of a bedroom.
making
beats.
Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
And then I lived in Dillon Valley and I worked for Keystone.
Oh.
And I worked for A Basin.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You spent a, you were just a lefty or?
And you're going out to Colorado soon. You got the Groove Orient tour next month.
We're going back to Denver.
I saw that. That got announced today, right?
Yeah, we'll be playing Denver on my birthday, so I'm stoked to get out there.
Stoked, dude. That's awesome. So what year would that have been when you were in Vail?
Well, you know, I took the, the 6-year, program at school for guitar.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Took a couple extra years. But I think...
I think, like, really? Damn, it's a 6-year program?
No, it's probably accelerated.
It's like a 2-year.
Yeah, but I always took, the bare minimum to goodbye. So, in school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know when I was out there. Maybe 2013, maybe 2012.
All right.
Maybe 2011.
Because this is interesting. One of the
it was a pretty cloudy experience.
One of the things that I found, it's been so long. Your website does need a little updating, by the way.
Yeah. Because I should be doing that right now. But
one of the things that was a real proud note in the bio on your website was that you were creating a new EP/album every month in 2013.
Oh, is that my own personal website?
Yeah, that's your own personal
nice,
one.
Nice, that's still up there. Gosh. Yeah. That's my credit card.
Owen's digging up some shit.
Yeah, that one actually does, yeah.
Were you successful in doing that?
You know, that was an interesting time. I was working at a recording studio that was right across the street from Rollins.
Because I couldn't imagine every month being able to churn
Plush.
Out.
I thought it was Studio 18 at the time, right across Rollins. And I was like, yo, I'm going to be able to crank this stuff out. It was like, I'm working in a studio. I'm going to do this all the time.
Every month, new album.
Then I kind of, we started this band.
Fucking Buckethead over here.
I was him. Oh, you want to hear a funny Buckethead story? So I just had this long hair, and I was at Swanee Halloween, and for Saturday night, I dressed as Buckethead. Because the only time I never wanted to wear a wig, I was like, dude, I've got the hair. I'm going to be Buckethead. Uh-huh. And I was wearing a jumpsuit with a carnival thing on the back, and he's all about carnivals.
Yeah.
And I was walking with my guitar, and people would look at me, being like, Buckethead. It's not playing here, is he? Then I would walk to the side of the stage, flash the artist thing, and be able to go backstage, and people would go, it's Buckethead! It's Buckethead! So I was walking around just trying to freak people out. Probably biggest person I freaked out was my girlfriend. She's like, I can't look at you with that mask on. She's like, I don't know who that is.
You want it.
Yeah.
Leave it on.
So then I was walking through this one part of the festival, and this drummer that I really look up to his band, Lettuce, is the name of the band.
Yeah, I know Lettuce.
His name is Adam Deitch.
Yeah.
And he plays in Break Science. He used to do Pretty Lights. He plays with John Scofield.
For sure.
And so
I'm walking through this part of the festival, and I hear, Buckethead! Buckethead! And I turn, and it's Adam Deitch. And he goes,
shit.
It's Adam Deitch, the drummer from Lettuce! And John Scofield sometimes. Wait up. He ran over.
He was fanboying at you.
He ran over and really wanted to meet me. And I was like, oh my God, it's Adam Deitch. So I
Did you tell him?
I took the helmet and the mask off. And I was like, Adam Deitch. And he's like, he got so bummed out.
He's like, you're not.
He really thought it was fucking Buckethead?
I think he did think I was Buckethead.
Dude, you should have disappointed him.
You should have just kept it on the whole time, had a whole conversation.
I think he got really bummed out. And I got
that's soul crushing.
And then I got really bummed out.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I love your music. He's like, I don't care.
You're not.
You ruined my night.
Can I be Buckethead again?
You guys didn't hug. You guys didn't hug it out.
Kind of ended there.
Oh, damn.
It's pretty funny experience.
That's rad though, dude.
But
yeah.
It's a cool story.
That's hilarious.
I love that. You've also got a.
What were you talking about? My website not being updated. Yeah, let's get back to that.
and trying to record an album every month in the year of 2013.
Yeah.
Did that not pan out exactly as you thought?
He tried. He did his best.
I think I must have wrote that when I was in Vail, man.
You got through number one, and maybe made it to number two.
Life goals.
I've heard that certain kinds of kind bud make you very ambitious.
It's true.
It's true.
Super very ambitious.
True. How do you think we started this show? I do want to ask though. I know you have another side project. What's Green Eggs and Jam?
Green Eggs and Jams. I've been doing a radio show at 91.5 WPRK, the best in basement radio.
Yeah, dude.
I'm down at the Rollins College radio station over there for the past 4 to 5 years. I had one before that for a little bit.
Now you have graduated.
But
I have graduated. You're not still in school?
Not still.
Okay.
When you move to the Green Eggs and Jam Tuesday morning time slot.
She was right before me.
Ah.
9 to 10.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
That was the morning marinade.
Yeah, that was a good tag team of
How was she
hours
as a lead-in? Was she a good lead-in?
Yeah, it was great. And then that's when we got to know each other even more.
I'm a broadcasting powerhouse.
Oh, I know this, Jessica. So what do you do on Green Eggs and Jams?
You know, I like to play a lot of that music, you know, that I like to listen to or that would be played at those festivals that you would go and see more of the jam, you know, oriented stuff, you know, like the Lettuce, the Soul Live, the, you know, I play some Gary Clark Jr., you know, that lately I've been playing some Doyle Bromhall because
Anthony Cole's
Anthony
band.
Anthony Cole's playing in that band, and that's drummer. Awesome to see people from Orlando doing such awesome things.
Fuck yeah.
And, you know, a lot of different music, some Bright Light Social Hour sometimes,
yeah.
some Word, Wolf that's Mother, some Australian rock and roll.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, gotta love
I love
it.
Wolf Mother.
They kick ass.
They really
yep.
do.
They're great.
They're sick.
Their latest album was really, really good.
It was got reminiscent it on vinyl. To what made them awesome in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is totally. Dude, that. Yes.
Shredding! Exactly.
Apple Tree.
Yeah.
Don't do Apple Tree.
Yeah, it's just so good. Yeah, you just want to get up and fucking pump your fist to it.
Yeah, it's anthem. It's anthem rock, trio rock, which
trio
is like,
rock, yeah.
you know,
Power
that big
trio!
Rock and roll sound is something that's always really rock, yeah. influenced me too. A lot of the, you know, I need to study more jazz and stuff like that. As a musician, you're always like listening to people. You're like, damn, I got to go practice. I got to go get better yeah. at this. I got to, yeah. you know, it's a life thing. You're not just going to do this for a couple of years and quit. A band, if it doesn't work out, it's like, if you want to do this, you're going to dive in and you're going to dedicate, you know, a lifetime investment to making this happen.
Sure.
So it's not like just, you know, I don't know. What I was talking about is jazz.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the rock and roll sound and the power trio sound. And, you know, from being down in like Florida, I think of there's a lot more big blues influence here than a lot of other places across the country, like in Colorado.
Absolutely.
It's more of a bluegrass influence, not as much as a
blues
influence,
yeah.
you know?
That's one thing we have as being sort of like an honorary part of the South, because I always say Florida, you know, Florida's not really the South, but it is. Certain parts are.
It's the most northern, southern thing.
Yeah, exactly. But we still have a little bit more
that
of that.
Somehow makes sense, yeah.
Than like the West Coast. It's not like you're getting any West Coast fucking blues, are you? You know, it doesn't really exist.
You're getting a lot of pop, indie pop over there.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I've never been.
Do you want to get down and maybe pull that acoustic guitar out there?
Yeah, I'm totally down.
Yeah? Let's do it.
You down?
I think let's do it.
It's okay. In the meantime, while you're getting set up.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm sitting on a Kevin Mayne sticker.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Shout out, Kevin.
Booty on the Mains.
I've been wanting every artist to throw a sticker on the chair.
Oh, that's a good
idea. And so we can have a constant thing. So.
You still do the Green Eggs and Jam thing, right?
Yeah, it's still
every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
That's what
and
I
was now,
remember.
And now yeah. it's
thank
followed
you. Thank
by
you,
the Secret Stash. Now it's 10 a.m. to 12.
Which is another
then,
great show.
And then 12 to 2 is Christian Ryan, incredible horn player, saxophone, flute player. Extraordinaire with so many different bands.
Plays with so many different
state.
Bands. It's absolutely crazy. I don't know how
he now has his own
his time.
WPRK show, and he follows Chuck's show. So it's actually like
very cool.
It's a nice
4 hour
powerhouse
music.
Session.
Yeah.
And I will
of
say
like
too,
local music supporters.
I will say too, even if you're not in town and you do want to hear, you know, WPRK, you can actually listen online. If I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Right?
You can stream it. Yeah, it's on TuneIn if you wanted to stream it from your phone or whatever. And then it's WPRK.org. You can stream it to the computer.
Definitely do that if you're not in Orlando.
But well, as we mentioned, Groove Orient, they released their tour dates. You have a February tour. You have cities all across the country. You're going as far west as like New Mexico, Colorado.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Three dates in New Mexico. Hey,
nice.
Yeah,
here we
you're
come.
You're playing the cowgirl.
Hey, here we come, cowgirl.
That's a fun venue.
Never been there.
It's a really fun venue.
You know, we played in Albuquerque on like a Sunday night this past summer tour, and it was like my first time seeing any kind of land like that.
Desert?
You know, it's kind of like that's desert, awesome. But
it's
crazy.
Red.
And it's totally like
red. Yeah.
I lived in Arizona for 4 years, so that was my spot, man. I love that area.
It was amazing. I've never seen anything like that. We're playing Taos and then Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And then we're going straight to Houston, so that's going to be a big drive.
Yeah.
It's a really nice tour you guys have laid out. So congrats on that. That got released today. I saw you got some good blog coverage today. There
nice.
Was a Soul Live cover that you guys did, a video.
Yeah, we just put out a video.
Yeah,
I think he played it. Opened
played
it, up,
it yeah.
A Soul up. Live cover called Cannonball.
Nice.
And those guys are awesome.
Yes, they are. Word up, Alan.
Word. Well,
word up.
Are you all set?
Yeah.
Yeah? Set. You want to do some tunes?
I wanted to just say something.
Plug away, please.
Unique real quick. that WPRK thing every Tuesday, I've realized, I just made this realization. I start my Tuesdays in a basement at WPRK, and then Tuesdays I end my night in a basement at Tanqueray's.
I like
that. And I was
that.
Like, I was like, yo, this is Florida, and I
and you get to be in two basements.
My,
and
it's like yeah. one day every week.
The only basements in Orlando right. I'm hanging at, man.
Yeah.
And I smell
putting,
like them.
I'm putting work in
I
basement.
Smell like them. And we just had a fog. This guy, light guy came to Tanqueray's this past Tuesday and had two really? Fog machines in there.
Ow.
Smokiest it's ever been.
And that says it's a lot like, for Tanqueray's because it like, it's smoky as fuck already.
You don't
already.
Need fog yeah. machines in Tanqueray's.
Yeah, the cigarettes are enough.
Smoke alone.
Yeah, it's natural fog. It was pretty intense.
Which is a little different than Tom, who starts and ends his week in the closet here in Onorania's just doing.
Once a month, you motherfucker.
Tom in the closet.
All right, what you going to play for us, bud?
I think I'm going to play these two tunes because I've got my acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And one tune is titled Elizabeth, and one tune is titled Butterfly.
All right.
You might have seen it on that outdated website.
Yeah.
The second one.
I might have pulled it.
But, yeah, it's fun. One day I just started detuning my guitar. I don't know why, you know. Sometimes mm-hmm. you're just like...
Vail, Colorado again.
Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, so four of the strings are actually tuned to the same note, and then two of the strings are tuned to the same note.
Wow.
So it's just two notes making that noise, but a bunch of the same ones.
I like it.
So it's like you don't all have right. to hit it and it sounds all weird. So yeah, so I'm going to be playing these two tunes I have written in this dad tuning.
Dad tuning?
Dad.
Dad.
Is it dad tuning?
Because a lot of people do the dad, but it's dad.
Like it. All right.
All right.
Well, I don't know. Sorry, some nerdy stuff, man.
Take it away, man. Do your thing.
All right. Rock and roll. This is totally not as rock and roll as what I was just talking about, but all right. Imagination to expand your mind. Was a girl with no emotion. She made me pay the price. All of a sudden our love exploded right before my eyes. Right before my eyes, girl. Love is blind, baby, when I'm hypnotized. Girl with no emotion. She made me pay the price.
All of a sudden our love exploded, yeah. Right before my eyes, right before my eyes, girl. Love is blind, baby, and I'm hypnotized. Girl with no emotion, she made me pay the price. All of a sudden our love exploded, yeah. Right before my eyes, girl. Right before my eyes, girl, now. Right before my eyes, baby. Oh, baby, 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 no. I'm hypnotized. You're hypnotized, girl. You're hypnotized, baby. You're hypnotized, girl.
Yeah! Hell yeah! Hell yeah.
I see what you're saying about that tuning, man. I really dig that.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
I really dig that.
That was cool.
I love
it's
it.
Different. You know, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Now, every time we get a guest in here, I have to ask them this, like, really, you know, crappy question. But I need to know your best gig and your worst gig.
Oh, man. Cool. All right. Ooh.
Put your thinking hat on here.
All right, cool. Well, I can tell you. A couple different kinds of worst gigs. I think
I got a list of those.
I think some of my favorite, most memorable gigs have been definitely these past two at Will's Pub are pretty big milestones just as a band to sell out your first shows. So that's pretty big for us. But also,
that and like the vibe was just like it was, you know, all the friends.
A lot of people, you know, it was awesome how many people were there and just like the energy. These people are going crazy rambunctious. I made my crowd surfing debut.
That was killer this last time in August.
I was like,
that's a good gig.
I was like, doing it.
I need you guys there because I need some solid foundation. I was like, if you guys aren't there. So, like, first song we start playing, and all my friends are in the front going, go, go. I'm like, you can't. Dude, this is very strategic move.
Yeah, it is. You don't want to be the rock star that does this and fucks it up.
You
just falls on his
blow
face.
Your load first yeah. song, dude. You want to like, you know, it's like the song that's like, yeah. you know, right before the encore. You
totally.
Want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it worked. I don't know how it worked. Nice. And I got video. It was like, I was like, that's monumental. I'm happy.
Yeah, dude.
I woke up the next day being like, that was rage. But then this past year has been crazy, man. It's crazy to see like things that you would only like you would go and attend these concerts and want to always dreamed about doing this stuff. But like this past October, we played Halloween with Kaylee Baker. Kaylee had us perform the whole set with her and we got to perform on the main stage at the Swanee Music Park, which I've seen people like Derek Trucks,
love Kaylee.
Warren Haynes. Yes. Yeah. Playing with Kaylee gives you a feeling that you don't really get anywhere else kind of musically.
She's been in here before, man. She's
is there a sticker on here?
It was kind of like the, it was before we started doing yeah. the Oh No radio show. It was actually, I think, the first time.
Before the Oh No showcase.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Oh No showcase.
That's
sorry.
A good guest to have.
It was like the first time that we had a musician.
Totally.
That I brought a musician.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think we knew that it was going to work too. It was like, this is.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
kind of what started
work.
The whole
thing.
This is
a good combination.
Well, you were sold as soon as you heard that voice, man.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah,
it
right?
Was, I remember the first time I saw her play music too, and it was like at the Kush Ultra Lounge downtown. You guys ever been there? And I was like, holy shit, this girl's killing it. Like, freaked out. And I had to, like, find out who she was.
Was this pre-Groovorian?
Yeah, this is pre-band.
So then now she's playing with you? That's fucking rad.
No, we're playing with her. Damn. Yeah. So, like, dude, it was crazy. And just to be able to play with her is any opportunity we possibly can is, like, a total,
awesome.
You know, nether kind of, you know, musical high.
Yeah.
You know, so being able to perform, we've played, I think, some of our biggest ever shows, such as the Swanee Halloween. We were the only Florida band that got to play that. main stage for that.
Oh, dude, yeah, we were talking about that on the porch earlier, man. That's what is it, Hot Bandit Woman?
Yeah,
that's the jam.
Oh man, that song is so good.
And she's fucking amazing on that, as she is always. But
I mean. So
all the listeners out there, check out that video. You can find it on your Facebook.
Yeah,
group
Facebook,
yeah.
On the YouTube, you know.
I think it's everywhere. Just pretty cool because the way you guys play, when you play together, you guys support her on some of her tunes. And the newer one that she's been doing, that you guys have been doing together, that she hasn't really done with anybody else. Why am I spacing on the name?
Oh, new tune, Das Ayogo?
No. You know. But
shout out Das Ayogo.
that is one of
Matt
them.
Walker,
but it's not the one that I'm thinking of. But like
you'll back her on her song.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you'll back her on one of her songs, and she'll back you on one of your songs, and it's like you're just perfectly supporting each other.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's like a whole. It's like the most fun you could possibly.
It's a marriage of cool shit.
And then we kicked off 2016 playing New Year's at the House of Blues with Kaylee.
Oh, no shit.
Opening for JJ Gray and Mofro. And that was like, you know, one of those things when you're like New Year's Eve in your home city at the House of Blues where you like go and watch so much cool music.
You grew up going to those shows.
Yeah, all the time. All the cool big shows.
Absolutely. And
that's rad, dude.
And then for her to like let us, you know, just. It's just like super honor privilege to be able to play.
And you've
toured. I'm not trying to, yo.
But that says a lot, though, too, because you've also toured quite a bit as well. So to say, you know, that
it's to come home
and like, and those are your favorite gigs.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah,
you know, that means a lot. Like
all the friends, all the family, and everybody's so pumped that like we're playing on these stages, and we're like, they have no idea how we feel. So we actually, I was doing like the whole 30 thing, like for previous 2 years ago, and we were having like a CD release show at the House of Blues, and I was like. I got a shotgun and beer.
This is a big deal.
I broke it. I broke the 30 days. I was like, me and the keyboard player Tommy, shotgun some beers. We're like, all right, let's do this thing. But that's like been the most fun, you know, playing this past year, you know, doing things that you only thought of doing.
That's rad, man.
It's crazy to see it happen. So I'm pretty pumped for this year, you know.
And then you guys are hitting House of Blues at the end of this tour, February tour coming up.
Yeah, we're doing an event with a handful of bands such as Biebs.
Nice. Biebs and her moneymakers.
Yeah, we're doing the. She's gonna close out the night. Then Johnny Morgan Band,
just won best
JBL
songwriter
singer songwriter competition
in the nation
for this online competition. It's crazy, putting Orlando on the map, Johnny.
Yep.
And then Sweet Bee and the Boys, they're playing as well. And then we're playing. It's like one of those big beer festivals.
I think they just changed their name
to Love You.
To Love You.
I just got that.
Nice.
Now right.
She's got a killer look. She's got a killer voice. She's got a killer personality. She's got a killer band.
Yeah.
And then,
Orlando's got a lot of those.
Man, that's one of those. That's another one of those. They do it like annually. It's like a beer festival.
Yeah. So it's a big beer festival, and we're like, you know, they asked if we wanted to do it, and we're like, that sounds like a great welcome home time. Beer festival at House of Blues. Hell yeah.
No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. We should all go field trip.
What's been the most fun city that you visited outside of Orlando, like on tour?
Most fun city.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we landed in Colorado this past summer, bro. That was pretty. Not Vail, but that's like more in the mountains. A lot of the front, I guess they call it the front range, right before you hit the mountains, like Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver, and Colorado Springs. When we finished a gig in like Lawrence, Kansas, and I drove the night shift 9 hours to get to Colorado because we had to play the next day in
Boulder.
You've
been to Red Rocks?
We went there and I threw a frisbee from the top and it went all the way
across Colorado.
Dude, so many people are there just working out and running and jogging and
they do yoga there.
People
shit
are doing
in the
yoga.
Morning.
People are doing like hurdle squats up every step. Like
oh my God.
I'm just like.
Overachiever.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, it's like.
Sorry, I interrupted your story, though.
But yeah, we did go there because we actually, you know, when we're traveling, we don't like, you know, it's like, you know, cut costs, you know.
Yeah.
So we're sleeping in a van sometimes, you know, and we're sleeping in this like state park area, and we woke up. There's a guy with a jackhammer in front of the car, and we look up, and it's a park full of families and kids and stuff. We're like. We can't be sleeping here. We look terrible here.
Abort.
So we're good. There's a bunch of kids out there. So then we're like, where can we go and sleep in the van? We're like, Red Rocks is open.
Nice.
We went there and we were all chilling at Red Rocks, walking around. It was a cool experience to see. And now that's like, you know, the next like dream, you know, that's like definitely like a musical dream, you know.
You kidding me? I mean, that's even just that's even a musical dream for me as just a fan to go see a show at Red Rocks.
Never seen a show there.
Yeah,
same here. I really want to.
Yeah, it's apparently unbelievable, but
should have went, damn it.
I know we should have. Next time.
You were just
there,
Ty, and you didn't go to the show?
I tried to convince everybody and
I flew out before that show. So
it was the day before we were leaving.
Party pooper.
It was like a $60 show. I was like, at the end of a vacation, bro, that's hard money.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
What do you need money for?
Worst gig then. Worst gig.
Oh, man, we had this gig in Nashville, right? Music City.
I hear that's a music city. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I heard it's a music city, but there's so much music there. Nobody cares about music.
Yeah,
is that true?
It was just like, we just played at like possibly the worst possible place to play. Not one person came through the door.
You were just in the wrong
It was like one of our first ever like getting out of the state summer, two-week, three-week things. And it was just like, that has to date still been
And you've never been back there.
The worst gig. Well, we will go back to Nashville, but you have to have people knowing who you are before you can
you can't roll in there
and be like, yo, what's up? Just check out my belt buckle, you know. Yeah. You gotta go in there.
Well,
people,
what does that mean?
People already gotta know what your belt buckle looks like.
All right, so they only take like
that's a good way to
put
it, man.
Big headlining
I take
acts.
That.
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
Thanks,
it really
man.
Is. Industry.
Radio, man. Jazz. Jazz.
And more.
All right, you. What are you out? You want to? You sorry, Jessica.
Is you're gonna play Butterfly?
Yeah.
Is it like the version of it? Like, come on, baby, Butterfly.
No.
You're ruining it for people.
But that's funny because
that terrible song from the
because Sugar Ray?
Oh my god, I think
you're thinking of Crazy Town.
You're
Butterfly.
Well, guys,
one of the worst
90s songs. One of the worst
songs. Well, this is the worst part because I just realized going into the chorus, it says, "Come on, baby,
Butterfly,"
and that's what he's. But no, it's totally different. But damn, that's funny.
Do it.
Come, my lady.
Come,
my lady. Oh, my God. It's one of the worst songs ever. But so you're not covering
guys,
that
I love
song.
That song. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Let's just
on the
get
way
it
here.
Straight now. You're not covering that song.
Thanks for bringing it up, Jessica.
It would have been way better if he like blew us
he just
away
busted
with that
it
cover.
Out.
Thanks for inviting me over to make fun of me.
Oh, wait, you were covering that song? That
no, I'm just kidding. No,
yeah, that's too funny.
No.
That's great.
Sorry,
Your
Chuck.
Your head went there.
No, I'm just kidding.
Do it up then, Chuck. Let's do this thing. Let's do your Butterfly, okay?
The better one.
Chaz's Butterfly.
So high in the sky, tell me a little lover, 'cause I love you like no other, flying like a butterfly.
Send a babe, safe to say that you're one of a kind. Feel love from up above, it's just so easy to find. Come on, baby, just to tell me what I'm feeling. But I don't know, feeling alright. Think you'll kill it for showing me the meaning. Being happy is the key, yeah. I love you like no other. Flying so high in the sky. Tell me, little lady, cause I'm feeling a little crazy. Flying like a butterfly. Well, Santa, babe, it's sick to say that you're one of a kind. I feel love from up above, it's just so easy to find. Come on, baby, just to tell me what I'm feeling. I don't know, feeling alright. Kill it for showing me the meaning. Being happy is the key, yeah. Tell me what I'm feeling. But I don't know, feeling alright. Think you'll kill it for showing me the meaning. Being happy is the key, yeah. To life.
Yeah! Dude, that was groovy, rocking, dude.
That was really good. Yeah, I could move to that, man.
God damn,
that track is fucking awesome. Sorry, I had your vocal mic off at the very, very tip top of that. I caught it quick though.
Dude, it's cool, man. You travel all across the country with all these different sound guys. You're killing it right now. I'll tell you right now.
At least the microphones are on. That's half the battle, right?
Oh, yeah. Just had a bad experience when that didn't happen.
No shit, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to talk about that one.
No, do it. As we go out.
Last story of the night.
I'm all about supporting Orlando. I can't do it.
All right. You don't have to say where, but you can say sort of what happened.
All right, some place, undisclosed location we recently went to record. You know, we've been going into studios like the video and song you just played earlier, going into knocking out a handful of live takes in a studio with a bunch of GoPros. We got a bunch of GoPros and stuff, and just to make some videos and stuff. And we went to this place and we had all our stuff set up. We ended up knowing way more and doing a lot more of the work when it came to setting up the mics, all the placement, all the sound treatment, setting up all the cameras. We were ready to go, and it took 7 hours before we got all the microphones
wired
up
into the headphones. Finally, it was a bad, very bad experience. And, it finally had to be like, hey,
7 hours is a long fucking time.
I'm not gonna stand here and keep checking this mic. You can come check it and you can tell me when it's ready.
I'm done.
We had to have a meeting outside, and then we ended up having to just walk back inside and say, I'm sorry, we have to leave.
After that long, we cannot.
That's unacceptable.
You guys,
honestly,
it was just very unprofessional. They wasted our time. They wasted everybody's time there.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
You know, at the same time, you know, don't doubt that. That everybody, you know, can bounce back from, you know, learning experiences. It's like, hopefully they just never book a band in there.
We just heard the worst musical experience.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Yeah, that was the real worst.
That was the real bad. Like, bad.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Chuck.
Seriously, man.
All right,
you guys have to come on my radio show.
Oh No would love to be on Green Eggs and Jam.
That would be dope, man.
Dude,
be careful what you wish for.
Dude, you don't even know what you're getting into.
Fair enough.
We're shaking in our boots.
We're walking into the basement, boys.
Wait a second. We talked about this.
Well, Buzzkill. What? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
My nipples are hurt.
No, no, no. Go on Green Eggs and Jam. It's fine.
No, we're going to make the whole WPRK tour, man.
Yeah, we're going to
go on Green Eggs and Jam.
We're going to go on all the shows. We're just going to do a takeover day.
Do a morning show. Uh-huh. And then come back and do an afternoon.
Yeah, we will.
Show.
That's what we should do. That's
and these are both Tuesdays, right?
Tuesdays.
And then we'll go.
Mine is on Friday.
Yeah, because I'm trying to go to Green Eggs and Jam and then go to Tangeray's and see, see the Groove Warrior.
Look at this motherfucker. He's good. That's why I keep him around.
You want to book in your day with the basement as well.
It's the basement bookend, man.
I'm trying to have the Orlando basement fucking.
Tour.
Seriously, Chuck, man. Absolute pleasure having you.
All right, if you are listening,
Zach, Tom, Ty, Jessica,
he's good. He's good.
If you are listening and you liked what you heard, or you didn't, and you would just want to like go out and heckle him in person,
please come.
Yeah, true.
It's only what? How much? $7 to heckle me?
It's
$2.
$8 to get
$8.
In.
$8.
And then it's $5 if you want dinner. We've kind of made it like an optional thing now.
That's cool.
So instead of raising the cover price,
that makes perfect sense.
Who doesn't want dinner?
Yeah, right. $3.
You guys check out this lineup. So it's Chuck McGinn.
Stoked to be there.
As a trio, it's gonna be sick.
With Paul Terry.
Closing out the night, it's the party. Although Chuck will be sober.
I'm just kidding. It's not that bad.
Opening is Southern Fried Sunday, if you're like just catching this part. Southern Fried Sunday. It's the 11 year anniversary show. That's 11 years of monthly shows. Think on that.
A lot of shows.
That's pretty awesome.
We've been doing the showcase for 6 months, and I'm like, fuck, I'm tired. Like, we've been doing so much work, man. 11 years.
What about you doing work? You sit there and do nothing.
Oh, man, it's tiring over here.
Ricky Dickens is opening. He played one of the very first Southern Fried Sunday shows. He's opening as a duo. His voice is very Johnny Cash-esque. He's got that low, powerful, booming voice.
Ooh,
and he's going to have a fiddle player, and he's playing guitar. So he's doing a duo set. And then Thomas Nguyen and his wife, Hannah Nguyen, are doing a duo set.
Love him.
Just like way too amazing.
And then the Gold Miners, which is our bud Tony Roman. And it's his band, and they played the very first Southern Fried Sunday show to ever happen.
Talking about bookends.
That's right.
And then after the Gold Miners, who are kind of like this like crazy like Southern country rock party music. It's not necessarily country. It's not necessarily not country. I don't know how to describe it. It's just fucking fun is what their music is.
New genre.
And then just fucking fun. And then Kaylee Baker.
Oh, my God.
That's reason enough to go.
Who has been playing Southern Fried Sunday shows since, like, I want to say, like, 2009.
The Dawn.
And you can catch her at Low Indies every Thursday, right?
Tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
Show?
No way.
It's Thursday.
I've done that plenty of times after this.
And then we're going to close it out with Chuck and the trio. So a really killer way to
show up,
celebrate 11 years of music and community and barbecue.
Go support Jessica. Go support Chuck. Go support
Orlando.
Go support
music.
Go support anybody that I missed. And I'm sorry. But what we'll do is we move on out of here.
Thank you, guys. Make sure you
buy a shot of Jack Dan or sorry a shot of Jägermeister for Chuck, even though he's not going to be able to drink
just
it. But just make sure to put
peer
it right
pressure.
In front
Set it
of
on
him.
Stage.
Say,
right?
just say peer pressure.
Line them all up on the bar.
Yeah. Make sure to do that.
That's
the
best. Love it when that happens.
We're gonna go out with if you're cool with it. We're gonna go out with. One of the Groove Orient songs, the one we talked about. We didn't, a lot of the listeners in the chat room probably didn't get to hear it before the show, so we'll play it now on break. We'll leave you listening through some of your solo stuff and some of Groove Orient's music as we are on break. Enjoy, this is a cover, right? A Soul Live cover.
Yes.
This is Cannonball.
Cannonball.
This one, a video for this was just released today. What's the website that they can find this on?
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. If you search the Groove Orient, it will pop up right under all their videos.
Yeah, it's really, really badass. Check that out. And here it is. We'll play the audio from that. Listen to these guys fucking champ, dude. You're not hearing this. I mean, come on.
And then go see them live.
Go see them live.
God damn, they put on a good show.
They're pretty fucking tits.
Watch out.
Again, thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you,
thank
for
you,
having
thank
me.
You, Chuck. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, Jessica, thank you.
Oh, no, radio show.
Yeah, it's right. And if you're still listening in the chat room.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams, but a real Oh No Radio show will be coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes. We'll be back with another hour-long, piece of our ridiculousness. And,
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams. Fuck your dreams.
We fuck with the lights on.
Fuck you.